Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode, what is it? 79.
79. We're not confused this time. With 79.
For shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, my man. Spoon, what is up with you, my friend?
Well, son of a bitch, wouldn't you know it? I'm looking at our first bottle for tonight, and
yes.
I noticed that there's a cut on the label from a bottle, like from a box cutter.
Oh, a box cutter! You got the edge of the case.
Yeah, it's kind of pissing me off, but yeah, that's what you get when you buy Giant Eagle.
Yeah, I thought you were going to mention the pretty posies on the label.
Oh yeah, that too. So our episode this evening, we were debating on starting the show with grunge music, but. Since everyone sold out to Sony, we'd probably get sued.
But, you know, I am wearing my plaid flannel shirt, so we're good, man.
And I'm wearing my plaid underwear, so we're all good.
Oh!
Yes.
Good thing this is not a video episode.
Well, it is for us.
Well, sure, but you people can't see this, so it's only going to hurt me, so don't drop your pants.
Yeah. Which I really shouldn't diss too much on the whole Seattle thing, since I'm a big Pearl Jam fan.
Yes, you are. I was going to question that.
But they do their own thing now, so.
Alas, I am old, whatever, from a different generation, so not so much.
I think I'm missing half a shot on one of these bottles, based on the bottling.
And oh, really?
So, hey, we've got some new beers in the Pittsburgh area.
Yes.
And that's what we're drinking this evening.
I'm excited. You know, dude, we've had so many beers over the years, and they're all great. And I'm not going to say anything negative about that, because I don't really mean to sound negative. But we've had so many, dude. It's just so refreshing to see new beers coming into town.
It is. And usually we're leery, we're weary, we're dreary.
We're leery, weary, and dreary.
But never beery about...
Oh, wait a minute. We're always beery.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, we'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll roll with that.
When beers come from the West Coast, because we usually get them really late after they've been made.
Yeah.
So they're not usually good. Actually, they're past their best by date.
Yeah, they're not as fresh as, you know, we would like them to be, but they're still, you know.
But you know what? Guys on good. The West Coast say that about East Coast beer.
Exactly. So,
so
yeah.
It works out.
It's a necessary evil to share the beer.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So, yeah, our first beer is actually coming from, all the beers are from the same brewery in Seattle, Washington. One of the places that I definitely want to hit.
Can I give this name a shot? Let's see if I get it right. Elysian. Did I say that right?
Good.
Hey, it's not Elysian. Elysian is something bad on your skin. It's Elysian.
Elysian.
There you go.
Awesome.
We've got English people at our disposal.
I was right. Dude, so our first one.
Yes, all right, so the first beer.
I'm a little, like you said, I have to use the same
I'm skeptical.
Vocabulary. Yes, I'm a little leery on this one. I don't know, dude.
It's the Avatar Jasmine IPA.
It's an IPA, but it's got jasmine in it.
They have quite a few different IPAs, but this one is the Jasmine, and I can tell by the look on Sick Puppy's face, this, and you can probably see on mine, I don't know how this is going to turn out, because it does have jasmine.
It's got flowers in it.
Yes. Now, according to the brewery, with their tasting notes, which we graciously ripped off their website. It pours a golden copper with a lively head. Avatar has a very floral nose, while the taste is an elegant balance, allowing the subtle machinery flavor of jasmine to prevail while still delivering the IPA's essential hoppiness. Now, this is made with, it's bittered with German Northern Brewer and finished with the Glacier and Amarillo.
Oh, dude, and the malts kind of threw me off. I mean, it's kind of fitting for the, I mean, if you look up what Elysian actually deals with and what it is, it's kind of like the Elysian Plains were a section of the underworld in Roman mythology. So it's kind of got that, you know, Greek concept of hell going on.
Okay.
You can't really tell by the flowery label on this one. But did you notice, look at the malt that they used. It's pale, 45 crystal, Munich, and Karahel.
Nice.
Karahel malt.
This is what worries me for the special, I don't want to say additives, but the speciality of this is dried jasmine flowers added in the boil and hop back. This is 6.4% and 45 IBUs.
So it's fairly hoppy, you know, according to the IBU rating. I don't know. I mean,
all right, let's crack this thing.
Yeah, let's stop pussyfooting around and drink this beer, man. Oh, great! You know, they said lively head, and I'm pouring mine into a tulip glass, so I got to be careful.
I'm just pouring mine straight into a pint glass. Yeah, from Erie Brewing Company, Pennsylvania.
I'm using my golden drop,
dude. This I like the aroma. It's I'm not getting jasmine though out of it.
It's a nice golden color. They're spot on there. Some good head to it.
See, I got very little head on mine, but I like this,
dude. I get that. I get that.
I'm not getting
that floral aroma. It yeah.
I'm getting floral, but I'm not getting jasmine though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. My nose or my palate is not that distinguished, or you know, not that good.
It actually smells very nice.
It does smell floral.
It smells tasty.
But here's where I'm kind of scared when, you know, taking a first sip of this, dude. When I smell floral, I'm thinking like potpourri. Is this going to taste country fresh?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, it's overpowering.
I can see where you get that
know?
From. Yeah. Well, everyone's opinion about what floral is, you know, varies.
Yeah, that's just the first thing that comes into my head. That's all. Look, give it a shot, dude. Let's first taste.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Yes.
I mean, it's not bad. I think for me, mine has to warm up a little bit. And I think I have to, you know.
Well, I'm definitely getting the bitterness from the hops.
Yeah, I think I have to take a few more sips to really get this one, to be honest with you.
Getting grapes?
Yep, I get like that white grape, you know, tannin.
Yep. Well, yeah, this is...
I like it, dude. I mean, but it is different. I mean...
You know what? Wow. This is taking me back to my days as a Ute.
As a Ute?
As a Ute.
How so?
Yeah, growing up there in Erie, Penn.
In the jasmine fields, skipping through the jasmine fields in Erie?
No, but it's skipping through actually hitting the grape vineyards and stealing their grapes.
Yes.
And then drinking beer while I'm doing it. I really like the grape in it, though.
Yeah, it's really got that. I mean, to me, that's fairly prominent, dude.
It has that. It has the fresh grape taste. Like aftertaste.
Yeah, it's a little sour.
Yeah, if you're out and you only get this if you go to a vineyard and you eat them like right off the vines, as compared to like if they, you know, they're chopped, they're put in, you know, cider or whatever.
You're getting that, like the tannins from the skin of the grape is what you're thinking of, right?
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Oh damn.
Yeah, it's nice, dude. I mean, for me alone though, with a bomber of this, we'll see how it ends. You know, I may get tired of it, but.
It's very smooth.
It is.
It's bitter, but it's I like that grape though in it.
I think that, you know, with the addition of the jasmine, it kind of really balances out the hops.
Well, because, you know, the big thing back when I was in high school was to try jasmine oil so we knew what it would taste like.
Dude, have some jasmine, man.
Have some jasmine. Like, I know the aroma of jasmine.
Yeah. I mean, all I get, like I was saying before, my nose isn't picking that up. All I get is, like, floral, you know? I wouldn't know what jasmine smelled like anyway. I guess it smells like this.
I could tell you because I spent a lot of time in head shops.
Yeah, right so on.
I could definitely tell you, and I dated people that went to them a lot, so I could tell you. Like if I smelled it, I would know it right away.
All I know from that era for me is buying patchouli.
Well, yeah, that was also very popular. But
you either love that shit or you hate it.
Well, it's one of those where you have to balance it out. With
yeah, you can't balance out patchouli, man. That either smells like Lysol to you or.
Well, see, that's the thing is, I used to have this, it was like a half moon. It kind of looked, you remember the Mr. Moon guy from McDonald's?
Mr. Moon guy?
The guy that used to sing and dance.
Oh, yeah.
That guy? The late night McDonald's singer?
Yeah.
I used to have this incense burner where you would put oils in it, and it was like it was the moon, basically. It was his head. Well, that sounds weird. Sounds like his head. But in the so you'd put like a tea light underneath it, and he would have like this chain come down, and there's a little bowl where you would put your oils in, and it'd warm it up. And jasmine was one of the scents that I had in there, so that like when family would come visit, that's what I would put in. When family wasn't visiting, I'd put other stuff in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude, you just made me think it's like a glorified crack spoon.
You know what? Yeah, it kind of was. We probably could have had like a group carton, you know.
Just fill it full of crack, light the bottom of it, and see what happens.
You know, I was 22, I was young, I needed the money.
By the way, we are not encouraging that.
I was living in Oakland.
So if you try that, it's you didn't learn that from us.
I was back in the day when we used to write code like 22 hours a day and right then drink on for two more.
I need fuel.
I'm warming up to this. As it gets warmer,
Exactly.
That grape is just really popping out. And wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to think of it, you know, if people...
Is that what...
Some people listen don't really know what we're talking about. Like, if you get that white grape juice off the shelf at the grocery store, that's kind of what we're talking about.
I mean, I never got the aroma, but I mean, is this what jasmine's supposed to taste like, though? I've never had anything with jasmine in it.
I don't know. Anybody out there have any jasmine? Send it to me. I'll eat it, and I'll let you know.
I can go down the store and buy some, but... So, yeah, it's a jasmine on aroma. I didn't get that, but maybe this is what jasmine tastes like.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely get the IPA part. It's there.
Yeah.
But I think that jasmine just kind of makes it a little bit subtle.
Right, yeah, that's definitely what it's what it tastes like.
What did we say this was? 6.3%, right?
I believe so. Yes, yeah. I'm being taunted from the other room right now.
You have your fan in the background.
Yes, my fan is here staring at me. Well, all right, no, hold on. Let's ask her. You might know. What? I have video going. You're right, but he could see the glare off my glasses.
Yeah, it's all good.
What does jasmine taste like? Oh, that does not taste like perfume. Like what? Because we're getting try this. She's gonna try this.
Nice, man. See,
unless she is trying this beer,
we get a woman's view on this. But I did hear her say perfumey and floral.
Yeah,
and that's all I actually can.
Are you getting grape out of it? Like we're getting like grapes. It's bitter from the hops. But we're also getting grapes, and we're not sure if that's what jasmine tastes like. I wasn't sure if you've had jasmine tea.
Ooh.
Okay. She's getting grapes also. Nutty?
Nutty?
How do you get nuts?
Nutty.
Besides on your chin, how do you get nuts?
Ah, you know what? When she said nutty, man, just...
Grape nuts. There you go, grape. She's grape nuts.
Then when she said that, I kind of get where she's coming from in that aroma. That floral, it's almost like, yeah, nutty. She's right.
Okay. How'd you put that in my head?
Yeah, right. But, yeah.
So, as most of you know, we've had a lot going on with Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week. It's coming up. Go to PittsburghCraftBeerWeek.com. It's April 20th to the 28th, but we're involved with a really cool part of it that single-handedly Sick Puppy has just been kicking ass on. And, you know, dude, if you want to elaborate a little bit on what we got going on.
Yeah,
this is too cool. It's almost too perfect.
I've been having a blast doing this, man. I'm so proud to be a part of this whole, you know, craft beer movement in Pittsburgh. And like you said, thank you, by the way. But I've been kicking ass, you know, up here in the north, now, north end of Pittsburgh. I wanted to kind of bring Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, you know, in that direction. So I've been talking to a lot of the craft beer establishments up here in, like, the Wexford, Cranberry Township area. And so far, I mean, in total, I got 5 events lined up right now. And I'm actually working on more.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. They've been really receptive to it, and it's actually working out. I don't really want to give away any of the details just yet. But, you know, we got some major name brewers coming, you know, some major breweries, some local guys as well. And one thing I do want to touch on, though, is because I just talked to these guys today, and I kind of want to give them a shout-out, is the Dive Bar and Grill in Wexford. And for you people that, you know, aren't from around here, you know, go take a piss right now or something. But it's in the Pine Plaza in Wexford, and it's a really cool little bar. I know I said dive bar, but it's like a classy dive bar. Yeah, it's kind of upscale, but not snooty. You know, they have bands and stuff there. They have an insanely good menu. Spoon, I gotta recommend you go there with the Lushy and the kids and all that.
Oh,
it's family friendly.
It
their menu is just huge, and it's really, really well-done food. And they also have craft beer, obviously, is, you know, why I approached them. But I started talking to them guys, and it's going to be one of the biggest events I'm putting together. It's going to be huge. They're putting, like, a giant circus tent out in the parking lot of that plaza. And
Honestly, just from being part of the planning committee or the marketing group, this is probably one of the biggest events I've heard of.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's. I mean, there's
Sweet.
Other people. Well, there's one event that's extremely top secret, and if it happens, I hate using the term epic, but it will be redefined.
Nice.
But what you're planning is, I think, bigger than just about everything else that I've heard of.
Wow,
that's,
cool.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, this is going to be huge. It's almost. We talked about it a little bit today as almost being like a little mini beer fest in the parking lot. We're planning on doing it. As of right now, I'm not set in stone, but we're looking at the Sunday of Craft Beer Week, Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, which I believe is the 22nd.
Right.
It's going to be from like 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's just going to be a huge party in the parking lot, man. There's going to be bands, brewers, like I said, a little mini beer fest, man. It's going to be incredibly fun, and I cannot wait to finalize that and get to tell you all the details, you know, when it's all set in stone. But I'm really excited about that. You know, I got some of the local six-pack shops. I even went down as far as, like, Carnegie PA to 99 Bottles. Them and Lavery Brewing, got them hooked up. Got a couple things going on. Off the road. Lavery, excuse me. Sorry, Jason.
Jason corrects me on a regular basis.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, got a couple things going on. One for the road. Erie Brewing is going to be there. Oh, and also, I have another event I just forgot about. It's going to be at Dive Bar. But it's the following Monday, Trogues is going to be there with some specialty beers. We're still talking about things. Things may change. I mean, I think the date and everything's set in stone, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of shit going on, and I highly recommend, you know, any local Pittsburgh people, you know, stop up north for that during Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week. It should be a huge event. And if you don't know where it's at specifically, it's a 12017 Perry Highway. It's actually at they're called the Pine Tree Shops off Perry Highway. It's a little plaza there.
Or most of you know it is Route 19.
Yeah,
stretching
exactly.
Through the north.
Right on.
McKnight Road turns into 19. That goes right through Cranberry and
Yeah.
And all that.
And but you know, I'm really excited about it, and you know, like we talked about before, I'm you know, I'm really proud to be a part of this whole thing, and
yeah, it's gonna
I'm
be cool.
I'm excited about it, and that's paying off, you know, because getting a lot of shit done, and I'm actually gonna be probably sad when it's all over. Looking forward to the you know to the next year, but yeah, a lot of good things, and you know, once I get stuff completely finalized, I'll post it on our Facebook page and stuff. What's happening? Or, like Spooky said, you can just go to...
I was going to say, you know what we'll do is we will actually post it to the ESADT page once we're set. So keep following shouldidrinkthat.com. Actually, facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat or shouldidrinkthat.com/facebook. Both will take you there. And that's where we're going to have all the updated information. We're now in the new Facebook timeline format.
Yay.
Thing. But the admin screen actually looks very cool. But
yeah, I do like that. But
we've converted everything over, and we're on that thing daily. So watch that. We're gonna have news updates on there.
Yep. And you know, there's I think at last count, wasn't there about 40 events total set up so far, give or take.
Officially announced, it's a little under that, but there's a lot that are probably going to be finalized within the next week or so.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, we're looking between like 60, 75 events. They could have hit 100.
Yeah, that's insane, man. I love it, love it, love it.
Which is great. So there you go.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get to this next one because I'm getting kind of thirsty.
I know, dude. Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to this one because this is one of the first ones I bought that I have not opened yet.
One of the things that I did want to mention quick, too, about the last one, the Avatar
sure.
Jasmine, is there's so many floaties in the bottom of this bottle.
Do you get a little protein in that? Or is that...
Dude, it's a ton of it down there.
Well, I'll have to check mine out.
It's like, they're like goober sized.
Huh. I'm sure that's not a bad thing. Probably just the adjuncts or whatever, but I don't think there'd be protein deposits because you'd taste that.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that just to let our fans know, if they pick up a bottle of this, be on the lookout.
Yeah, don't be discouraged.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Shut up and drink it.
Yeah, shut up and drink. I like that.
All right, dude, I'm excited to try this next one, man. I am looking forward to it. You know, it's one of my favorite styles, so.
Now, here's the cool thing with this. It's like we said, this is new to Pennsylvania for us. But they've won this beer that we're about to have, which is the Dragon's Tooth Stout. It won the gold at the GABF in 99 and 2004, the silver in 02, 06, and 07, and the World Beer Cup gold in 2006, bronze in 2008. So this is a very highly regarded beer.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that, you know, how cool the label is. I was going to say it looks like a tattoo. And it wasn't too far off the mark, man. Artwork by local Seattle tattooer and good friend Joe. That's actually Joe Who. Pierced Hearts Tattoo Parlor.
So PiercedHearts.com,
yeah.
It's 7.5%.
Oh, dude. Imperial Oatmeal Stout.
And this is what I love with their website, too. So it says, Styles Imperial Oatmeal Stout. Body, substantial.
It's got some substantial.
Tasting notes. Pours a deep midnight black with a light tan head. Smells
loving
of coffee,
this.
Dark chocolate, and the mouthfeel of velvety smooth with flavors of roasted malts, oatmeal, and warm bread.
Oh, dude.
Dragon's Tooth is a very drinkable stout, satisfying, but not heavy.
That's where I'm kind of going wrong right there, dude, because you know I like that heavy motor oil stout.
But here's the kicker.
Let's see IBUs how that is.
Are 60.
I know, dude. I was shocked to see that. You don't really see that in an Imperial Stout that high.
All right.
You do, but it's, you know, it's not common.
I shall open.
Oh, dude, I'm pouring mine already. I got too bersighted. Wow, that is pitch black, dude.
That is motor oil.
You cannot see through that glass. It's got a really nice head on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, dude.
Oh, that is...
The aroma is just... It's coffee. It's dark chocolate.
Now, here's why I think this is sexy on here, too, is I don't know if you can see it on your side, Puppy, with your beer, but it beads up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For then. Usually it's like a nice creamy head that we usually see on these.
Yep.
But this is actually beading up. Oh, it's,
dude, and you smell the malts. Just by the way, there's crystal in here, Munich chocolate malt, roasted barley, and some rolled oats to kind of give it that smoothness.
Dude, this smells awesome.
And this is a bitter with Magnum and finished with Cascade and Centennial, by the way.
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Shit, we have a winner.
Oh, my God, this is good. Holy shit, this is good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This is fucking no-nonsense punching you in the face. This is a great stout.
I hate to say it, Spoon, but almost it seems like it's... You know, I want to use the word lactose.
Thanks.
Which is not good for you.
I wouldn't care at this point.
Yeah, right on. It's amazing. And they're right. It's a very drinkable stout with all that stuff going on.
It's
nice.
I'm getting a little bit of the dark chocolate, but I'm getting more of the coffee.
Are you? I wonder if that's why. Like, I wonder if it's because you're not a coffee fan. So you detect that more. I don't know. Because I get more of the dark chocolate myself and the roastiness, you know, the malts.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting the roasted malts and the coffee. Holy balls. Wow. Dude, this is great. Wow. If beer or if coffee tasted like this more often, I'd probably drink it.
Also, yeah, if coffee was 7.5% alcohol,
I'd absolutely drink it.
Technically, it can be, depending on what you add to it.
Oh, I make everything I drink with Irish. I almost said Italian. Oops.
Oh, dude, this beer is amazing.
I like the Wow, my mouth is just turning into like this huge coffee bean.
Yeah, it's like cloying in a good way. It kind of sticks to the roof of your mouth, and oh man, coats your tongue. It's amazing.
Wow,
I love it. I am a huge fan of this beer.
It's like Juan Valdez set up shop in my mouth. And what's bad is I almost called him Ricardo Montalban. I actually had to think about his name for a second.
You know what? Reading this label, I want to make actually a little correction from earlier.
What's that?
This is brewed and bottled by the Elysian Brewing Company, Seattle, Washington, and Fort Collins, Colorado.
Ooh.
So, do they have a second brewery, or is it contract brewed? That's a good question. Neither here nor there, honestly, because I love this beer. That wouldn't actually make a damn bit of difference to me.
Which is ironic because, you know, Fort Collins is where you can find some New Belgium.
Oh, dude, I mean, Fort Collins.
Or, and also Fort Collins Brewery.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's the obvious one. And it's Colorado, so I mean, that's...
What else? I think Odell's is out there. Mm-hmm. Odell. There's quite a few out in that general area.
Yeah, there's a ton. I mean, that's beer country.
Equinox. And I only know all these because my buddy, our good friend of the show, Drew... was just out there.
Oh, yeah.
And he was asking about all these breweries, so I had to look all this shit up ahead of time. And also, he did send us a postcard from there saying, haha, wish you were here, suckers.
Nice. Tell that fat bearded bitch I said hello.
If he had a beard, I would. But I don't think he can grow facial hair.
Right on.
Wow, this is...
Dude, and this is one of them beers where, I like to say that, you know... It's still not quite spring here yet, so this is a good cold night, kind of a winter ale to, you know, just sit down, fireside chat kind of a thing going on.
All right, you know what?
You know what would go good with this, honestly? A big fat cigar.
Yes, there you go. But that's not what I'm thinking. There's something I definitely need to touch on, which I don't think we did last show.
Oh, continue.
The weather in Pittsburgh. Okay, We usually get snow. It happens.
We ain't got shit.
I've been wearing shorts most of February and now part of March.
Well, dude, I mean...
What the hell is going on?
We're in Pennsylvania, man. I mean, what was it? Friday was 60 degrees, then today was like 32.
Within a
span of like 2 or 3 days, it went from 60 to 30.
Well, it kept going back and forth because it was actually 54... Then like 40 something, and then like 60, and then now it's back down to 32. But it's a comfortable 32 where there's no wind blowing, so you could like go outside and just be like, "This is pretty freaking nice." We've had I think I've shoveled once this year.
I haven't shoveled at all.
I know.
I just wake up in the morning and let it melt.
When I came to your house the one time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it snowed that night, so, you know, whatever.
But yeah, but still, it's like...
Yeah, we've had a weird winter, man.
Fucked up.
It's that damn global warming.
And, you know, there's like tornadoes going around and non-tornado seasons. Yeah. Dogs and cats sleeping together, mass hysteria. That's what we're running into. And, you know, if this is how the world's going to end, in December...
It's the rapture. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We'll talk about the rapture here momentarily.
Yeah, but, you know, if this is the way we're going to go out, then, you know, just fucking make it 90 for the rest of the year and let us enjoy it. As well, this fat guy doesn't like the sweat. He likes to drink good beer.
Oh, dude. I would rather have it 900 degrees out than cold.
You know what? It would be my luck, though, that I would be outside cutting the goddamn grass in my small-ass patch of grass in the city of Pittsburgh. And, like, I'd see that asteroid coming right at me. I'd be like, son of a bitch. Figures. At least my grass is cut.
I just crack a beer and sit down and watch it come at me. What are you going to do?
Bring it on.
Exactly.
And that's a huge... Yeah, you're right, though. Seriously, what are we going to do?
That's a huge event, man. Just let it happen. Oh, dude, speaking of huge events and letting them happen, we get another...
Sorry, you can see that on your screen?
No, put your pants back on. Another huge event coming up. The big tap-in.
Yes. There's more to talk about with that. I know we mentioned the last couple shows, but isn't VIP sold out?
I believe it is, yes.
And there's only a few tickets left for the actual main session, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
As most of you know, this does go towards charity. Part of the proceeds go towards charity.
Yeah, right on, makingkidscount.org.
And the rest of it goes towards making Phil's place a more kick-ass place to go. Which is why they get to expand, and eventually Sick Puppy's going to have, like, a bedroom in the back.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're building for me now. I swear to God, Phil's going to have that entire plaza in 5 years.
Probably, and he should, because some of those other places...
Yeah, he deserves it, dude. The whole Rita family deserves it. Awesome people.
The tap-in's just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, dude.
It's in the convention center. Yeah. It's going to be a great time.
Youngstown's Covelli Center.
Covelli.
Hope I pronounced that right. I think I did. Covelli Center, yeah.
That's going to be
April 21st.
The day before... The dive bar event.
Exactly, yeah. So if you see me there, I may be a little hungover. But, you know, when am I not? Honestly.
Does it make a difference?
Not really, no.
Does it make a difference?
No, not really. Might actually, you know, throw out a cod at the dive bar at the end of that day, but, you know, we'll see. Mm. But, yeah, that's April 21st, big tap-in at the Youngstown Covelli Center, and it's the VIP session, which, like I said, is sold out. That's from 1 to 6, and the general session is from 3 to 6.
And so it's basically 1 to 3, then 3 to 6.
Yeah, and the general admission is $45, which is damn dirt cheap for a beer fest, especially that one, because it's huge, and, you know, the great food, great entertainment, tons of breweries. It's just going to be a blast this year. I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing what transpires with the new venue. I'm excited. A lot of shit going on, Spoon.
Absolutely. And one thing I'm noticing here with this beer is as I'm swirling the ever-living shit out of it.
You're aerating.
It's, I'm actually starting to get a little hoppy out of it.
Yeah, I get the hops, but they're kind of hidden. I get the bitterness is there, but...
Shake the shit out of it.
Shake the shit out of it.
You'll get it. Wow.
Let me spin my glass here. Yeah, I mean, I don't really get any hop aroma out of this. I get the bitterness from the hops, but I don't detect any hop aroma.
Towards the bottom of my glass, and it's if you really just shake it around like it's a can of paint.
Shake it like your mama gave you.
Like in one of those paint shakers that they have at like
toss around a can of Krylon.
Yeah. Wow, this is just it's a fantastic beer.
Yeah, it's amazing, dude. I'm really impressed with that one.
I'm very happy with it.
I'm a huge fan.
I'm a huge fan when I was a Ute, and I'm a huge fan now. Back when I never lived in Seattle, I'm sure I probably drank this a lot.
Yeah, right on. It's just a really nice beer, and they're right. I mean, you know, it's smooth. It's really, really drinkable, but it's also got that complexity to it you'd find in a harsher, and I mean harsher in a good way, a harsher mm-hmm. stout. You know, one with a bit more body to it, a bit more than substantial.
But this is a great beer.
It is indeed. This beer is, I'm a huge fan of this beer, man. I can't say enough. I love it. I will buy this again for sure.
Well, you know what? I don't usually buy stouts when I go out.
Oh,
but,
I do.
I
do a lot.
Well, I usually have to be careful because a lot of them do have the lactose in
it. Right, but... yeah. Yeah, that Southern Tier 2X Porter. Not for you, my friend. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of people that have said don't drink that
yeah,
spirit.
That for you, that would kill you.
So I'm just going to let it go. But this is fantastic, though. I mean, this is what, when people say what's a really great stout that has, you know, that's, it's not Guinness. That's
this kind of has that smoothness to it, like a Guinness, but not.
It doesn't
not
have
as much. Yeah, right.
Doesn't have the creaminess to it. I love the coffee in it.
I
like the dark chocolate.
Yep.
For me, it's more dominant on the coffee, and it's underlying.
See, and this is why I love talking
chocolate.
About craft beer, dude. Because I'm the exact opposite. I get dark chocolate and coffee second. I guess it all just depends on the individual palate, which is what I love about talking about craft beer, man.
Yeah, this is a great beer.
Yeah, I'm impressed, man.
I'm definitely going to. I'm definitely buying this one again.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to go after this show, go stock up.
I'm glad I didn't bring this out during the birthday party because I don't think the dads would have left my house.
So you had craft beer at the birthday party, right?
Absolutely. But
yeah.
See, this is why our birthday parties are popular is because the dads know that
I've got
the good beer.
I don't want to go to a birthday party. What's at Spoon's place? Okay, let's go.
Well, and see, that's the thing is, like, if you don't have kids, you don't want to be at one of these things because the kid, it's insanity. It's like Chuck E. Cheese on fucking roids. And I'm not talking regular steroids. I'm talking like Barry Bonds. Your head grows five sizes too big,
and your balls shrink.
Yeah, that's what it turns into with these parties. But it was fun. But the dads were like, "So what do you got to drink?" I'm like, "Let me tell you about the beers we have today, gentlemen."
See, this is why you need to start kegging stuff. Come over and hit the tap, man.
And you know what? That's like the long term goal. I'm looking at that down the road. For right now, it's.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the thing is.
But it's now, there.
For those of you who have listened to our show for a long time, intern Nick was here, and he was episode 9 during that trilogy that we did.
Oh God.
Yeah, way back when.
The New York beers.
Yes. So intern Nick was here, and he was the one I was waiting for because he's a craft beer guy. I'm like, dude, you want to see what's in the fridge? He's like, yeah. And I show him. He's like, what do you really have in the fridge? I was like, check it out. And I'm showing him like the beers, and he's like, ooh. I'm like, no, sorry, those are show beers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's like, can I come back?
Can I come back? I want to be on the show again, you bastard.
I think he's drinking wine tonight. But
that bastard. That poor, poor bastard.
But he saw those, and I could see the look in his eyes. He's kind of like, I miss living next door to you. I told him, I was like, dude, I go one of these times. I go, the three of us will go out, or we'll meet up, or we'll have beer or something. I go, because it's like, you need a night out, too.
Yeah, well, hang, dude.
He's got two kids, too, that are.
Right on.
Every dude needs a night out, so. And speaking of nights out, let's get to the final beer.
Speaking of lights out, let's get to the final beer.
I think it's time for the final beer of the evening.
Yeah, dude, final in, more than one sense of the word, because, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Attention campers, it's now the final beer of the evening.
Michael Stipe is going to sue your ass.
That's all right. And it's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes, and, Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Damn you for putting that in my head. You know what, though? Maybe we should, I think for this one, maybe we should lead in with the little Blondie.
Wow.
And Fab Five Freddy.
Wow. Dude, I love this whole concept from these guys. Again, we're doing the Elysian. And this is their Rapture series. It's 2012. You all know the Mayan bullshit. It's the end of the world, et cetera, 2012. On the 21st of what? December, I think? Is that what it is?
Yes. Well, the beer was released on
February 21st.
No, I mean,
actually, the Mayan calendar is the 21st, ends
the
last day.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, right before Christmas. Thanks a lot, you dicks.
I think they just ran out of room on that rock, so they said, fuck it. Everything's going to end. I can't put any more fucking shit on this rock.
Yeah, 21st, it sounds good.
Oh,
yeah.
People suck. End of the world, my ass. But anyway, you know, I love the whole concept. You know me.
It'll happen at 5:15 p.m. and we'll all start singing The Who.
But they're actually literally pimping the 12 beers of the apocalypse for 2012.
You know, God bless them. Fuck it, let's do it.
It's the end of the world beer release on the 21st of every month in 2012. The one we're doing right now is February's release.
Yay.
And it's the Elysian. I knew I was going to screw that up somewhere through the show, dude. I knew I was going to do that. This is the Rapture.
Elysian.
This is called Rapture. It's a heather ale, which, you know, again, weird ingredient doesn't get me too excited. Well, it does, but...
It's not like jasmine.
It worries me, yeah. I don't know, man. And this is an ale of opulent proportions flavored with heather tips.
And this is why I like this, because of the fact that they use the word opulent in the sentence and correctly.
And, you know, just for the record, I did not say heather tits. I said heather tips. With a P.
Well, you know, we do have the explicit text, so you might as well earn it tonight.
Boobs are neat. Like it says, unlike the various rapture events predicted by pseudoscientists and alarmist evangelicals, the beer will be very real and frankly delicious. Combining the floral fragrance and slight bite of high country heather with Northwest Glacier hops and another 7% ABV beer. And the next one coming up in March is going to be called Fallout. And they're going to release it right around the time of the vernal equinox. So they're really nice. Getting on board to this. It's great. Fallout's going to be a pale ale made with green cardamom. Pause while you think in your head, what the fuck is cardamom?
That's pretty much what I'm thinking right now.
We're not carding your mom. It's cardamom.
I hope not. My mom's like almost 80. Oh. I better not be carding her.
Cardamom, it's a plant, obviously. It's in the ginger family. It's like native to India, Nepal, and Bhutan. So, yeah, that kind of scares me a little bit. We shall see.
You know what? I will give you $100 right now if you can find Bhutan on a map without using Google Maps. Cheater.
Oh, damn it.
I can hear you clicking. Dick.
I do know it's a landlocked state in South Asia, but, you know, that's about it.
It's because I killed your internet before you got to.
It may or may not be in the eastern end of the Himalayas and bordered to the southeast and west by the Republic of India and to the north by the People's Republic of China. And it may or may not, you know, be separated from the nearby country of Nepal to the west by the Indian state of Sikkim and from Bangladesh to the south by the Indian states of Assam and West Bengal. But I'm just guessing. I have no idea. Not a clue.
Dick.
So, I don't know, ginger family, dude. What do you think?
As in redhead or as in like the...
No, as in the edible plant.
As I'm a father to a one? Or...
Well, probably. Not usually.
No, I really am. I'm really the... My kids is a ginger right now. Okay, well, let's pour
right now, that's funny.
Because it could change. Just like the rest of the
family. I was born with blonde hair, dude.
Believe now you have
not.
None.
Yeah, I shaved my head off like a... Yeah, never mind.
Hey, I was born with blonde hair too, so... Ooh, this is...
the rapture, my friend. Oh, boy, that's pouring a bit light.
I've got...
it's an ale, so yeah, I get that, but...
What color is that?
Wow,
that
good
is,
carbonation on this, man. Yeah, dude, the aroma is right out of the bottle. I didn't have to put my nose to the glass at all.
That's ginger. That's straight up ginger. That is...
Well, not really. It's cardamom.
Yeah, but it's...
It's the same family, right?
Now, I don't know if you've been to many of these. I am a fine connoisseur, I like to say, of the chain and not-so-chained Japanese steakhouses, hibachi places.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
So you... That was the first time I ever really had ginger. So they have those, they've got ginger dressing that they put on the salads, and this is kind of reminding me of it, and it's like cracked once you get into it.
Yeah, but in food, I think it's okay, but in a beer, I've had other Heather Ales before, I'm not so impressed. I mean, I get it. As a brewer, historically, it's great. You know, as a homebrewer, I love that kind of stuff, but...
I'm getting a slight toffee to it.
Yeah, I mean... the heather tips, I mean, they were used in the days like prior to hops. You know, the Scottish didn't have any of the hops, really. Cause, you know, they're more prominent in like a Scottish ale.
Mm.
And it kind of gives that same pleasant aroma and a bit of smooth bitterness to the beer like hops kind of do.
Mm. Dude, this is...
What do you think?
Wow.
Really?
Hmm. Different. Nice is a great way to put it.
Nice copper color to it. Oh, dude, that's a Heather Ale. Just like I remember it. Oh, dear God.
I'm getting a little floral.
I mean, I don't want to say it's bad, because it's not. It actually is good, but there's just a lot going on there, man.
Yeah, it's and I hate saying this, that beers are complex, because that's such a generic
term. It is generic.
But it really is.
See, I don't. I wouldn't say this one's complex, to be honest with you. This to me is straight up Heather in your face.
I'm getting so many different types of flavors out of this. I've had mine sitting out for a little bit, so it really is warm, room temperature right now.
Yeah, so is mine. I don't know.
I like the Heather in it. I'll say that.
I think for me, a little bit of this goes a very long way. I don't know. They call it a sensual brew to take your mind off the coming apocalypse.
Well, I have an issue with the fact that the girl's wearing tighty whities on the label, and there's a serpent that's like going up her chaw.
Yeah, it's almost like secretly had some kind of a deal with Hanes to put that on their label. She's wearing like Walmart underwear. It's weird.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's just it's different.
I don't know if I can.
It's different.
I'm going to struggle getting this bomber down, is the thing.
Yeah, dude, if I had this again, I would share it with at least two or three others.
Because this isn't something you can drink a bomber.
There's a lot going on in this one, dude. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not very happy with it, just because of the quantity. But just like a regular pint of beer, it's not bad. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why I'm having issues with this.
See, I think it's just... My past experience with Heather Ales is why I'm kind of fighting it a bit.
Okay, I can tell you why.
It's not a bad thing, dude. It's just, it's different. And it's just, Heather's an odd one, dude. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Here's exactly why I'm having problems with this. The last drink I just took, I hate using like commercial shit to describe beers, but.
Drinkability?
No, oh, fuck that. That's another thing I got to bring up after this.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain yourself.
But this is like Werther's Original up front.
I get that, actually.
And now it's in your head, so you're going to think that. But it's like that butterscotch.
Yeah, there's a lot of butterscotch in that. Yep.
And then it's got that bite, though, but I don't want the bite after my butterscotch. Fuck.
Now, that's a great way to actually describe that. Butterscotch is it, you know.
And now I think that old dude's gonna be like popping up around me and saying, "Junior, do you remember when you were a kid? Your daddy was a kid, and I hated those goddamn commercials." My grandfather always had those butterscotch things, but the ones that were in the gold wrapper.
Yeah.
So when you'd start to suck on them, you'd choke because everything in the 80s and the 70s were choking hazards.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, to me though, that's almost a bad thing. Now that you said that, because you know.
It's butterscotch. That's what this is.
Butterscotch is not really a good trait in a beer, though, historically. That's when there's too much diacetyl in the beer. You get that buttery butterscotch flavor. That's a bad thing.
Well, the diacetyl is also more like full-blown butter, too.
Right.
That's why I think the malt is kind of bearing some of that in there.
I mean, with today's brewers and, you know, as much weird and odd shit that everybody's doing now, it's kind of hard to pin it down. And I only say that because what is an off flavor, if you want to call it that, in one person's beer is maybe intentional in somebody else's. So, you know, that diacetyl butterscotch buttery flavor is probably not a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, I could absolutely see that. I see what you're talking about.
But I don't know if they meant to do that, or now that I've picked it up, is that something bad in this beer? I don't know. Someone more snobbish than me would probably tell you one way or the other, but I'm not going to go there because I don't know. Nor will I, you know, pretend I know. But, I mean, it's a good drinkable beer, but we're kind of picking it apart, I think, more than most people would in that respect, don't you think? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But now that we put it in everyone's head, they're going to be like, that's butterscotch.
People are going to think butterscotch, and I'm sorry for that, people, but that's what I'm getting out of this is butterscotch.
I think we just raised the sales in our area of Werther's Originals.
Stop.
Honey, while you're out, I was listening to SIDT, and they were talking about Werther's. Can you grab a bag?
Now I want to feel like I'm five again. Can I go sit on Santa's lap?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to a root canal. Can you give me some Werther's?
Oh, fuck. I got to get mine finished. Don't
break
remind
my
me.
Damn teeth.
But hey, while you're sitting in the chair getting your root canal, you can listen to Should I Drink That on your favorite mobile device thanks to Stitcher. Yes, that's right, Stitcher.com. Go to shouldidrinkthat.com/apps, and you could get Should I Drink That on your mobile device, your iPhone, your iPad, your Droid, whatever the fuck you listen to
those
on.
That's right, man. Cross-platform, doesn't matter. You can hear us anywhere on your mobile.
While you're getting drilled.
Wow. One way or the other, either way, it's enjoyable.
Yes, yeah, so that's something new that we started. Definitely check that out. Wow. ShouldIDrinkThat.com/app.
Very cool, dude. We got anything else going on, man?
I'm trying to get over this Werther's Original.
Now that you brought that up.
I forget what I was about to just spew off about.
I don't know. So what did we cover? Big Tap In, Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week.
I think that's a pretty full week for us.
Yeah, Dive Bar and Grill, Stitcher.
So Puppy, one last thing here before we head out into the great
drinking. I'm enjoying my Werther's Original butterscotch beer.
The great abysmal drunkenness that we have on post shows on Saturday nights.
Yeah, right on.
So today I had to go get my new driver's license.
Ah, the little DMV experience story, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, I love the DMV because they're only open till 4:15 during the week, so nobody that has a job can go.
Right.
Or actually has a job during the day can go.
Yeah.
Excluding those guys that work third shift and second shift and all that, whatever. So I go in there today, and I push the button, and I get the ticket, and it says, current wait, or estimated wait, is 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. Because they also have people taking their driver's test. It's one of the hubs. So I'm like, all right, that's cool, whatever. I'm sitting there, and it's 20 minutes. It's 40 minutes.
Oh.
I'm like, son of a bitch. I should have known not to do this on a Saturday, but I had no choice because I can't get there during the week. And then I look around at the people getting their pictures taken, and I swear to God, this woman came from Glamour Shots right before she had her picture taken. And all of us, and the dude that was next to me was this old retired guy. And this lady walks in, and all of us are looking at her. And he's like, "What the fuck happened to her?" And everyone started howling because we were all thinking it, but
yeah,
we don't want to say
it. Yeah,
and he's
awesome.
He's like, seriously, he's like, "Who goes out like that in public?" I'm like, crazy dude, old dude, I'm going to buy you a beer.
I'm kind of sad that you didn't snap a cell phone picture and like send
it
to me.
You can't, because you can't have your phone out in those places.
And DMV?
Ooh.
Really? I didn't know that.
Huge signs up, and there's cameras everywhere. So like you can sit there and like take, you know, I was tweeting and shit like that.
Right.
But yeah, if you take your picture up to take a picture... Oh, dude, they've got, like, guys that drop out of the goddamn ceiling.
The DMV SWAT team.
you remember our old – I'm not going to say his name, but you remember the head of security at the company we used to work for?
Yes.
he would drop out of that ceiling.
Yeah, that scares like, the shit out of me. That's
and
creepy.
The worst part was, so it finally came to my turn, and I went to go get my picture taken, and the guy can't even fucking see. All right. And I sit there. He's like, okay, pose, and I look. Takes the picture. He's like, aren't you going to smile? I'm like, no, I'm not. I really don't.
The only people are going to see it are cops and bartenders. Who gives a shit?
So I said, can I do it like in a blur motion? Because they'll think that's what I look like when they pick me up.
Yeah, right on. Ba-dum-tsh.
And he's like, okay, pose for another one. So I do. Like, you cut off the top of my head as I got the hiccups. So
somebody's been drinking too fast.
Yeah. So we finally settled on a pitcher and everything. I'm sitting there, I'm waiting. And I look over, and the other, there's only two people working. And the other guy looks like fucking Beetlejuice.
Wow. And
I don't mean Michael Keaton Beetlejuice. I mean like Howard Stern Beetlejuice.
Wow.
It was a long day. And this guy's job, he wasn't really taking pictures. He was yelling at people to not walk in front of the camera. That was his job. This guy gets paid from the state to tell people not to walk in front of the camera.
Union wages to, yeah.
And you know he's making more than both of us.
Exactly.
Fuck. So, anyways, on that note.
Yeah, I'm lucky, dude. I go back home to my DMV when I didn't do that shit, down to my small little town. I never had to wait more than 10 minutes.
I did. But I didn't mind because I got to leave the kids at home, so it was like my little mini vacation.
Yeah, right on. Fucking A.
And I had to go hit the beer store afterwards to pick up these delicious beers that we had this evening.
Oh, so, dude. Let's do a little recap here, shall we?
Absolutely. Quick recap. What do you think of them?
Avatar Jasmine IPA. I dig it a lot. Bad.
That's
a little different. I mean, I don't love it. They make some other IPAs that I would actually grab over this one. And maybe we'll do those actually, in an upcoming episode.
Okay. For me, the Avatar Jasmine wasn't bad. I did have that earlier this week at Bocktown when I was out there, but I had a small sample and I didn't like it, but having it in a bomber, I did like it. I definitely changed my tone.
Yeah, and that kind of proves the point of that sometimes a sample is just not enough to gauge a beer, man.
You can't sample a beer. You can't judge a beer based on a 3-ounce pour.
No.
It's just, you shouldn't.
You can't.
Oh, I totally remember what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, hurry before it leaves your brain.
I will, because I've been drinking. So, I got an email from Miller Coors.
Oh, you told me about this.
And they asked me to do a survey. And in return, they would send me a check. But as long as I'm honest. And
for what, like maybe 4 cents?
For $5.
Oh, Jesus.
I think is what it is. But here's the thing is, when I've done these in the past, I signed up like a long time, like before SIDT, I signed up for these things. And every time I get one, as soon as I fill in my birth date, I'm always told, thanks, but you're not qualified.
Wow.
So I always figured that because I can put in my birth date, I know my birth date, that means I'm not qualified. I'm too smart to be able to answer these things.
Yeah, exactly.
So I finally got one this time. And it said, what was the last beer you drank out of this list? And Dogfish Head was the only one that was a craft beer. So I picked that.
Wow.
And they said, it said, you're qualified for this thing. So I'm like, okay.
Interesting. I thought they'd give you the finger on that one.
Well, here's the thing. They bought up a craft brewery. I don't know if it's one out. Actually, over in Seattle-ish Washington area.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Off the top of my head, I can't think of which one it is.
So they started asking me questions. But all the questions dealt on what I thought of the labels, not what I thought of the beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I started thrashing this thing, like in the comments. It says, what do you think of this? I'm like, you goddamn assholes. Beer is based on good taste, blah, 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 not on whether or not I think a label is sweet. And then they said, one of them was, does this label look masculine enough?
Oh, my like, God.
So I said, this label looks like Rolling Rock. You suck. I went through the whole thing. So here's what's going
to
happen.
We should have published that questionnaire on our page, man. Just to
no,
show
there's,
the ass
there's
of it.
Way too much.
Oh, was
but
there?
But when I get these things, though, I do answer them truthfully. Like, there were a couple. There's two labels I really liked. I'm like, okay, this looks very cool. It doesn't look like a macro. It looks like a very cool, you know, IPA. And at the very end of it, you know, I said thank you or whatever. So I thought about, like, you know what we're going to do? When that check arrives, we're going to go to the bank and cash it. We're going to take those $5 and we're going to go down to a
go buy a dogfish head.
And we're going to buy ourselves some craft beer.
Yeah, good man.
But I saw that.
What a
like
desperate
forever.
Plea that is, dude, because you got to think how many people are they doing that with? And the cost of sending out that, setting it all up, sending you the check, processing the check, it's got to cost them $5 more.
Overall. The funny thing, too, is. And you guys at home don't know this, but Sick Puppy and I talk most times during the day on Instant Messenger.
We do indeed.
You know, the only people left that use AOL Instant Messenger. And
wait a minute now, don't let me
in
there.
Oh, GChat.
I'm a Google guy.
Yeah, GChat. It's all in the same format now.
Yeah, it's all blended together. But
So I'm telling him about it, and we're going through this whole thing, and he's just like, you got to be kidding me. And one of the questions, and it was dead serious, and I sent this to Phil over at My Life as a Foodie, is it said, does this label speak drinkability?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And he's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. You're going to give Phil a heart attack, man.
Oh, he basically, and I sent the Sick Puppy too, and he's just like, "You gotta be fucking kidding me!" I'm like, "I gotta go." I was like, "I have to see how this ends." It's like it's like when you're watching a bad movie. You're like, "I just have to see how the end
right,
is."
Right.
And that's what this is, and it was just horrible. And one of the comments I put too is, "No smart person will ever buy this beer based on your labeling."
Yeah. And like, I would have been like, just give it up, guys. Come on, really.
The other thing, too, is they had like their catchphrases and their marketing BS they were throwing out there.
That's a pathetic cry for help is what that is.
Well, and I said, my last comment was, no respectable craft beer person would ever buy your product based on this quote.
Yeah.
Either your beer is good or it sucks.
Right. Jesus, dude, that's just sad. Anyways,
so I digress. But
it was a good rant, though. We haven't had a good rant for a while. That's funny.
Oh, I was just so peeved. I'm like, they never take my survey. I want that $5. Okay, so the next beer was the
Avatar
Stout.
Jasmine. You know, we're good with that one. The Dragon Tooth Stout, of all the three we've had, is definitely my favorite, hands down.
Absolutely.
No question. Rich, complex, and full-bodied. Yeah, I would agree. But it's got drinkability.
Fuck you.
No, seriously, I mean, that Dragon Tooth Stout is just a really, really good stout. I'm excited to actually buy more of it. I want to, you know, stockpile up on the Dragon Tooth for sure.
Well, see, the cool thing, too, is I do like the whole tattoo tie-in. It actually kind of reminds me of, like, a Sailor Jerry-ish.
Yeah, I kind of had to step back there, too, dude, because the first thing that popped into my fucking head was the Ed Hardy beer.
Oh, fuck.
Because of the whole tattoo thing there.
This guy's got better talent than Ed Hardy. Dish.
Yeah, it's pretty cool artwork.
I'm not going to pop my collar while I drink
this beer. And the beer inside is actually delicious. Unlike the Ed Hardy, you know, cream corn nasty shit.
It is very delicious.
Horrible thing. Now, let's get down to the Rapture.
I'm still drinking this.
I'm still, yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around this one, dude.
This is the out of the three. This is the bottom one. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. I don't know, dude. I mean, for me, it's gonna be really tough to finish this bomber.
I don't like the fact that the girl on the label's wearing my Gucci's.
It looks like a Hanes commercial.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like she has a penis in a way. If you're following the artwork lines, she has a bulge.
Hey, holy shit! You're right.
Yeah, I'm not the only one who noticed that.
Look at that shit.
Yeah,
it's 7%, so. Yeah. Ale brewed with Heather.
Yeah, with Heather. Get it? I bet her name's Heather. Dude, so I would say number one for me, Dragon's Tooth Stout. Number two for me is the Jasmine. And number three, although not horrible, just different, is the Rapture. I mean, I would encourage everyone to try all three of these beers and kind of make up your own mind.
Oh, absolutely. We ask that anytime people are drinking beers,
right?
Just to give it a shot.
Yeah,
see what you think.
We're giving what we think. You know, we don't mean to discourage anyone about trying something. And who knows? You know, I may revisit that Heather Ale down the road and actually, you know, have a better opinion of it. But right now, not so much. But yeah, dude, Dragon's Tooth, amazing beer.
I agree.
And with that said, man, I think let's wrap this puppy up. Dude, next show 80. You going to consider that a milestone, or is it just show 80?
Did you say Stro 80?
Stro 80, nightmares. That's one fucking bottle I don't recommend to anyone.
No, but I would like to ask the fans, or should I drink that, to do one thing for me.
Uh-oh.
We're trying to plan this thing, and it's probably not going to happen until the summertime because it's actually taking a lot of work to get it organized. But on we know we have St. Paddy's Day coming up. But this St. Paddy's Day is the 5th anniversary of the Dogfish 120 Minute Chug.
Jesus.
5 years. It's been five
really?
Years.
Wow, dude.
Since that happened.
I find it funny that people still bitch about that 5 years later.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a bottle of 120 minute and fucking chug that thing, post the video to our shouldidrinkthat.com Facebook page, and you're going to win something. I don't know what. It's going to be cool, but you're going to win something.
The most creative, outlandish chug wins. And we're not talking frat party chug. Be creative.
Be creative, and if you say the metal madman is a douchebag, you automatically win. So we're going to have a lot of winners. No,
whatever happened to that guy? Who cares?
He's probably still around somewhere.
Yeah.
Being angry.
He's irrelevant at this point.
Well, he's probably been on Fake Angry up there in the New England States.
But yeah, dude, that's a great idea. You know, be creative, you know. Go balls out with it, man. We'll pick a winner.
Yeah, post something on our page. We would love to see videos. So tag us in your pictures or your video. Here's what you could do. Take pictures or video. Just do something really cool with the Dogfish 120 minute and tag us on it, and we'll do something. We'll get something for you. We'll either get you like a nice polo shirt, or we'll get you a t-shirt or something. We don't know. But it'll happen because it's been 5 years, and it's been five years. That's all you need to know.
It's a lot of fun for us, so we'd like to, you know, share the wealth and kind of invite you guys to kind of do the same thing and just have fun with it, man. Did you just blow ass?
No.
Wow. You have a squeaky chair, dude.
I have an extremely squeaky chair. I think I think a plane went underneath it.
All right. On that note, before you stink up the internet, this has been Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon. It was my chair, but we'll go with that.
Lies. Let it be known that I am not editing out you blowing ass on a show.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, Sick Puppy, Father Spoon.
Father Spoon. ShouldIDrinkThat.com, where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother. Bitches.
Bitches.
That's your part.
We out.
See you guys in episode 80, my friends. Cheers, man.